So we're holding Rabbi Yisrael, page Reishon and Aleph, where the Chafetz Chaim discusses what you have to say and what you're allowed to say if somebody asks you about a shidduch. So we're up to Sifkot Vav, and the Chafetz Chaim says, V'yata nachzor, no talking nice. V'yata, page Reishon and Aleph. V'yata nachzor, lava'er mashi tarnu b'tchila. No, that's the wrong section. Mashi tarnu b'tchila sif hei. That which we explained, which we said in sif hei. Em achosin yesh lechisrein satsumim. If the chosin has very serious defects, ki yesh nafkiminim bein hachisreinus. Because there's a difference what the problem is. Tahainu. Em achisrein hu mitzad choli gufai. If the problem is because of an illness that the chosin has. And the mechutin doesn't realize it because it's internal, it's not external. So then poshut ein halamagala inyan zeh chashash isur rechilus. Then it's poshut that there is no isur of rechilus in such a case. In other words, even if the other party doesn't ask, then you're supposed to say ach shlo yechzur bozeh haprotim. However, you have to remember three points, he says. The first point is, you have to know that it's really true, that it's actually a choli haguf, it's a sickness. It's not just that he's a shtickle weak. If he's a shvacha guy, that's not considered a sickness. That's not considered a true chisarin. The second condition is, shlo yagdil is inyan amach lo yos mashi. Of course, you're not allowed to exaggerate. And the third is that it has to be a toelis, that your intention is for toelis. And he says, ubezeh aprat, there's another thing. You have to first think, is it going to help? He knows, is it going to help? Page Reishon or not? Is it going to help? In other words, sometimes you may find out about a shidduch that they're involved, and on one side there's money, or there's something else like that, that because on one side there's money, that on one side there's money or something, that you see that this guy is really fakoifed on this shidduch. He really is going to go for this shidduch. So whatever you tell him, he's going to go anyway. Since that's the case, there's no toelis for you to say. No, it's because the whole heter to say rechilus, to so to say snitch on the other side, is only because there's going to be an accomplishment. But if Lamai says that you think that's not going to help, they're not going to break the shidduch anyway, they're going to still continue anyway. So if I say, then you have no obligation or seemingly even no right to say anything. So the first thing is, he's saying that in case it's a serious defect, if it's a serious defect, he says there's no chashash rechilus. There's a second example we have to tell. Hainu, im nishma lachasen, shiyesh bri api kursus chas v'shalom. That if you hear about the chasen, again, halavai, it wouldn't be negir today, but especially 100 years ago, or a little more than 100 years ago, when the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, it was the time when there was a tremendous influence of the Haskalah that was breaking down Yiddishkeit entirely. And therefore, if you sense that a person was one of those from the Maskilim, one of those that was ridiculing, you know, the Chachamim ridiculing Das Torah, so he says, in such a case, Tzarech Legalisli. In other words, because to let a shidduch go through, that with that other party is gonna, with a chassan, already has some nitzutz of apikursis, so then that's considered a serious defect in a marriage, because a marriage is a purpose of to be binded by Yisnem and Yisrael, and if somebody has that defect of a shtikal apikursis, so then that's a serious defect. And Chafetz Chaim says, in this case, where the question is that the person may have some apikursis, so he says, the conditions that he mentioned before don't apply. The first condition, that he should know by himself, so he says that, of course, it doesn't apply. In other words, to think about whether this is really a serious defect, that doesn't apply. The second condition about knowing it yourself, about don't exaggerate, he says there's no such thing as exaggerating. If the person has even a little bit of the apikursis, so that's already considered a very serious defect. However, if you don't know it yourself, then of course when you say it, you can't say he is, or you can say as I heard about him, or this person says that he has this problem. The third thing that he says that you have to be mechaven for a toelus. So he says if a person, taki, you know, is an apikiris, so then he already told us that on an apikiris, there is no iser of lashon hara or rechilus. And therefore, even if you're not mechaven for toelus, it's not an aveira. So he says, Aval, and then the Chavetz Chaim brings a third example. He says, Aval lechisarin hu mitzad mir chochmas haTorah sheyeshbo. But let's say the defect that the person has is that he's not that learned. So he says, Ein legalis lo. Says that you shouldn't tell. So we would expect that the Chavetz Chaim is going to say, the reason why you shouldn't tell is because it's not a serious defect, the fact that he's not such a Talmud Chacham. So we're talking about he's an Erlich person, etc. But doesn't have that much chachmas atayna. So he says the iu the afsed anashay, because that's the other guy's fault. You know, you should find out. That's something that's obvious that you should be asking about the level of talmud chacham that he is. And if you don't ask, so then it's your problem. I don't have to be the one to tell you. The hoyaloy lichetzel bali tayra she nasu eskei chachmosi vidiyaset eichen magas. You should check it out yourself. That's something that you should check out. And if you don't check it out, then I don't have a responsibility or a right to go and tell, to go and say, they say that he's, you know, one of the 3,000, the top 3,000 best guy in Lakewood, and you don't check out seriously to find out what his level of learning is, so we say then it's your fault. So if he says that, the Chavetz Chaim, so that means that he holds that the level of learning is considered a serious defect. Now, as if he holds that just like a person is sick, so then it's a serious defect. The person's a schwache guy. He's a weak guy. He has a weak constitution. You're not allowed to say anything. Why? Because that's not a serious defect. So l'chayra, he should say that if the guy is not such a big talmud chacham, it's not a serious defect. But he doesn't say that. He says that it twice days, it is a serious defect. The problem is only that l'maisa, it's iu da'afsin anafshay. You know, certain things which are expected and easy for you to find out, you have to do the research. If you don't do the research, that means that you don't care. And therefore, I don't have a right to say it. So then the Chavetz Chaim says, v'imosa kein, and now he sent this chosin to be checked out to see what level of learning he is. He says, heim tzrichim loymar ha'emes. So the testers have to say the truth. So l'chayro, why do the testers have to say the truth? L'chayro, they have to say the truth because you just told me, be'emes, this is something that you should be telling, that you should have to tell the guy himself. You don't tell him why. I'm just telling you over, this is a sheriff. I think this is a very difficult Chavetz Chaim to understand. He starts off saying that, wait down a second, one second. He starts off saying that if he has a defect in his limud haTorah, you don't have to say why, because it's your fault. You should have checked yourself. Which means he holds that a defect in learning Torah is a serious defect. Ella what? But it's not my job to tell you. You should find out yourself. So if the guy is, how should he find out? The guy himself is not Maritz. So how should he find out? Teretz says he has to ask people. He has to go to the Rosh Hashiva and ask the Rosh Hashiva whatever, how he's doing. Now, if you ask the Rosh Hashiva, is the Rosh Hashiva supposed to tell you? If he talk is not good, is the Rosh Hashiva supposed to tell you it's not good?
No.
L'chayri, he has to tell you it's not good. Why? Because the Chavetz Chaim said this is a serious defect. If it's not a serious defect, then forget it. There's nothing to talk about. So he's saying that you have to go, you should ask. So if so, then it's a plea atzuma, what the Chavetz Chaim answers. He says, v'imosa kein hitzich alay mar emes. So I would have written if I was a Chavetz Chaim, I wouldn't be here. But if I was thinking, I'd be in Madison Square Garden. If I was Chavetz Chaim, I would have written, imosa kein hitzich alay mar emes, because it's a serious defect, and he did exactly what he's supposed to do. But Chavetz Chaim doesn't say it. He says, ki mishnei hatzadim nisratzu b'davar l'chatchila. The mechutin agreed, the chassan agreed to be tested. If he agreed to be tested, so then obviously you gave a right for the guy to tell the truth. But what do you need it for? Even if you don't have a right to tell the truth. The Maaser was saying a serious defect, you have to say. So Maaser, it's a plea atzuma, but we have done mar.